From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The UN envoy for Syria is expressing frustration Thursday at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help in the country's many besieged areas. Stefan de Mistura even cut short a meeting of the humanitarian task force in Geneva.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas. Not one single convoy. And why? Because one thing, fighting.
De Mistura said the group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be a discussion of action instead of wishes or promises. He reiterated calls for a 48-hour ceasefire in the northern city of Aleppo in order to allow aid deliveries and said achieving that would require big efforts by the United States, Russia, and other countries with influence on Syria's warring parties. Turkish police are conducting a series of raids Thursday to round up at least 200 people alleged to have connections to U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the government claims is behind an attempted coup last month. Turkey's financial police led the raids in search of connections between businesses and sympathizers who fund Gulen's religious movement. Last month, at least 270 people were killed during a short-lived coup attempt the government claims was masterminded by Gulen and carried out by thousands of police officers and military personnel. Police sources in Brazil are accusing U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte and three teammates of fabricating a story about being robbed at gunpoint in Rio. However, the police sources said the swimmers did get into a scuffle with guards at a gas station after they allegedly broke through a bathroom door and apparently refused to pay for the damage. A spokesman for the Rio Olympics Thursday appears to be taking up for the swimmers.
They compete under gigantic pressure. I understand that this issue is under investigation. I cannot go much further into the details, but let's give these kids a break. Sometimes you take actions that you later regret.
The U.S. Olympic Committee confirmed two members of the U.S. swim team were attempting to leave for the U.S. were detained and questioned Wednesday. Lochte is already back in the United States, but it's unclear if Brazil would take any steps to speak with him. Ukraine says three of its troops were killed and six wounded in recent fighting with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. The Ukrainian presidential envoy for the operation in the east says over the past 24 hours, separatists have shelled government positions along the 30-kilometer buffer zone separating the two sides' forces. And Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi is in China at the start of a 5-day visit, her first official visit to her country's largest trading partner since her National League for Democracy came to power in April. Relations have been shaken by recent clashes between Myanmar's government and Kuchin rebels that caused casualties on the Chinese side of the border. A former Australian ambassador to Myanmar told VOA's Victor Beatty he expects Aung San Suu Kyi to exhibit a pragmatic approach to her relations with China and the United States, which she will visit in September.
I think she's going to be quite careful in the way she approaches China. She went there last year. The Chinese reached out to her and invited her. But that was before she'd won the election. So the conversation that they have this time will be a little bit different because Aung San Suu Kyi will be in a position to make commitments.
That's former Australian ambassador to Myanmar, Trevor Wilson. South Sudan rebel leader and former first vice president in the transitional government of the National Unity, Riek Machar, is expected to break his silence Thursday. A spokesman for Sudan's People's Liberation Movement in opposition told VOA's Daybreak Africa that Machar has been safely evacuated to another country in East Africa and will hold a news conference. Machar has been in hiding since early July following clashes between his supporters and the government troops in the capital, Juba. President Salva Kiir then sacked Machar as first vice president and replaced him with a member of a breakaway faction of Machar's movement. And Jamaican runner Usain Bolt competes in the 200-meter sprint Thursday. He won the 100-meter race already in Rio. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.